pretty at this point to tell us about your health down the stretch and what you're dealing with?
Yeah, I guess we found out today or yesterday for sure that you got a sports hernia, so that's what I was dealing with.
So what are your plans now in terms of treating that?
Just, it's pretty, still, we just found out kind of, so we're going through the process of seeing a specialist on Monday, and then I guess go through the options from that standpoint, whether it's surgery or rehab.
Is it typically surgery, from your understanding?
Typically, I think that's how it goes. So I think try to find any other way to get out of it. You know, you can if there's any other process we can go through, but most likely I think it's probably the option that'll happen.
This time, I mean, we haven't seen you take morning skates or a lot of practice stuff. Is that what it's been?
Yeah, that's what it was been. It was just more the, if I skated back-to-back days, it kept getting worse and worse, so.
That's a long recovery.
I haven't heard too many good things about it, but, you know, it's part of the process. We have the time to do it now and be healthy for training camp.
I'm just asking a timeline for training camp and all that.
I have no clue. Yeah, like I said, so I guess we'll see the specialist Monday, and he'll give me a better idea of timelines and what's going on.
How much did it affect your play overall?
I don't think it affected it much. There was a stretch of games there where I was practicing, and then just kind of once I, you know, we stopped pregame skate and stuff like that, it felt fine to me on the ice. So,
what was it like physically to play through that?
So, I mean, look, everybody's got stuff they go through the whole entire year, and that's part of the process of being a professional athlete and just dealing with everyday stuff. So it wasn't anything, I guess, over the top. You just deal with it off the ice and get ready for game time.
Kind of like your insides ripping themselves apart. I can't imagine it's that easy to hit when you have that going on.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess once you're in the game and the adrenaline's going, you don't feel it as much.
Andrew, one more year left on your contract. You're obviously a major, major presence with this organization. Have you put any thought into how you see things shaking out over the next phase of your career?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like what's going on here and the process that has gone on and the steps that have been made. So I'm excited to be a part of it and want to be a part of it. And you know, excited for the years to come here. I think we can do some good things. So, yeah.
Would you be able to do an extension then in the summer when you were allowed to talk about
it? Yeah, I would. So, obviously something you got to talk to the family and stuff about, but we enjoy it here. Like I said, hockey-wise, you know, you see the excitement around the team and what's gone on here, and I think now, you know, more than ever, you want to be a part of it.
Along those lines, how important was it to see some growth? And I know there's growth every season, but to actually visibly make a next step and get into the playoffs, to you and re-signing or getting an extension?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I think, you know, it's funny. You think your career is just getting started, and then you look back and it's been 10 years, and you really want to win again and be a part of an organization that's going to win soon rather than later. So, you know, that's an important part of making that decision.
Are you seeing a transition of players wanting to come here with what the team is developing and moving forward? And I mean, this summer will be different than others, but we've talked before about how you have to win, and it doesn't matter about the city location. It's really about that. Are you excited for the potential of more players wanting to come here?
For sure. Yeah, I think, you know, other teams look at the way we play and the guys we have here. I think, you know, we have a good reputation of working hard and being tough to play against, and you know, that's a good rep to have. So I think you've had new guys come in here, you know, staff and Mizey, and they really enjoyed coming here and seeing what it was all about. So the more guys have the opportunity to play here, I think more guys hear it around the league that it's a good spot to play.
The style the team plays is also a way that players want to play. They want to come here and play the way you guys do.
Yeah, some. I mean, some like like it a little more than others. But yeah, you want to build a reputation of being a top team to play against, and you'll get the right people that want to be involved with it.
Any concern for you about expectations here now that you guys have had a chance to make it to the playoffs? This fan base was very excited, thinks great things about the team. Is it a danger at all heading into the next season?
No, I think for us, you set that standard of how we worked this whole year, coming today and practicing as hard as we did and preparing the right way and doing those things. And I think, you know, that's got to be your starting point. And when you have that, it's a lot easier to remain consistent.
We've heard repeatedly how close this team is with guys like Stafford and Frolik potentially leaving. As a captain, do you make overtures to those guys? What role do you play in helping shape this team going forward?
I mean, I have conversations, I guess, with Chevy and what's going on. But at the end of the day, he's the man that makes those decisions, and he's got a good handle on it. So as a player, you're just here to play hockey. But if he asks me, I'll give input. But for the most part, that's his gig.
Again, this is a close team. You're the captain. Do you? Is it tough to think that this team could be very different coming into next year?
I think you're used to it by the time you've been around a few years. There's always seems to be some sort of change each and every year. So you kind of grow to expect that. And obviously you want guys pushing from below to make those decisions harder.
Andrew, I missed the start. When did you get hurt?
I don't know. I can't even remember. I think maybe December I started feeling it.
Yeah. How does it affect you when you try and skate?
It was more the first couple strides, the explosiveness, I guess, that you really feel it. But once I got into the game, and most time I didn't notice it quite as much.
How did you treat it on a day-to-day basis? Did you take painkiller shots at times?
No, it was more just maintenance with it and not skating, just taking care of it away from the rink, so that by the time the game got rolling, it was loose and ready to go.
How do you make the decision when, you know, so you can't put a percentage on what you were, if you were 70 or 80 or what you are.
Yep.
How do you make the decision that I'm still going to play or it's better for someone else to play? Or do you make that decision, or does Paul make that decision?
I'm sure Paul would leave that up to me at this point. I think if you feel like you're contributing and doing the right things, then you're playing. And, you know, the competitive nature of, I guess, you know, most athletes, you probably put yourself playing than not playing.
Some guys elect for surgery when these things first happen. Why did you make the decision to keep playing and not to have surgery?
Same thing. We had a good thing going on, and I felt good enough to play. And I think you wanted to be a part of it, and we wanted to keep pushing the group. We saw we were making strides, and you know, it's easier. One of those things you could do in the off season. Why not?
Where does that happen? You know, did you play with somebody at some point in time where you looked up and said, "Wow, how does he keep doing it?" Like, where do hockey players get that will to keep going when they shouldn't?
I don't know. It's just, I guess, part of their kind of makeup. But there's all sorts of different guys. I mean, we had all sorts of guys playing through all sorts of stuff this year that, you know, no one knows about. So I think it's just it's a regular thing more than people know throughout a season. They just don't hear about it as much.
Did you have a moment where you thought, maybe I should shut it down? Like, were there days where it was worse than other days?
No, I like I said, once I got to the point of realizing that if I didn't skate most back-to-back days, then I was good with keeping it where I needed to be.
Thanks.